producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope you guys are all having a pretty good day. We're not going to have a good day by the year 2050 because they say 106 million people will be battling the debilitating disease Alzheimer's. And experts are warning that this will soon become a public health crisis. Over the last decade, it has grown by over 10 million. 10 million more people have had it. And according to Daily Mail, between now and 2050, that figure will grow from 36 to 106 million. I'm going to be 79, God willing, if I'm alive by that time. Oh, that's going to stink. Are they talking about me? Oh, man, you didn't even want to think that. Remember when we were little? And we would be like, okay, so at the turn of the century, at the millennium, we will be how old? I remember going, I'm going to be 28, going on 29. And I'm like, oh, that's old. Oh, my gosh. I hope I get to live to see the day. Thank God I did get to live to see the day. But now you're thinking, okay, 2050, how old are you going to be? Yeah, I was born in, okay, so I'm 22 years old now. And, yeah, all right, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. So they say more than 100 million people across the world are going to be battling it in the last 10 years. It's jumped from 26 million to 36 million. The next 34 years, skyrocket to 106 million. The explosion in patients is down to an aging population. And, in fact, they say most sufferers are diagnosed after the age of 65. I don't understand why they say the explosion in patients is down. It's going up. It will become a full-blown public health crisis, according to UCLA experts. The number of adults in the U.S. age 65 or older was 40 million, according to 2010. But that figure is going to double to 71 million by 2030. And as of 2060, it will be 98 million. Dr. Ron Brookmeyer, a biostatistics professor at UCLA School of Public Health, says this is a long illness. Once you're diagnosed, you might live with it for 10 years. And the intensity of care required will vary during that time. I'll tell you some more, and then we'll talk about it. From a public health point of view, it's important to look at where people will be in different stages of the disease. And I guess he started, studying the epidemic about 20 years ago. He wrote a paper back then talking about the prevalence of Alzheimer's. So he predicted a lot. Then a 2007 study also predicted that 1 in 85 would have the disease by 2050. Nearly half of them are going to require some pretty significant care, nursing home, etc. By the way, if you're looking for a business from an economic standpoint, you might want to, look at the nursing home business, or because obviously we are not going to have enough facilities. And there's some other points I want to make on that as well. All right, so the team found the rate of being diagnosed with the disease doubles every 5 years in older populations. The likelihood of you getting Alzheimer's right now at age 77 is 1%. By 82, it's 2%. By 87 years old, it's 4%. And the rate of increase is consistent across the world. So, scientists found that delaying the average onset of the disease by 1 year could reduce the number of projected cases by 9 million by 2050. And, of course, money and health expenditures is a big issue. Okay? Yeah, some of you guys are like, okay, well, finally, somebody's spending money on a study. Yeah, that's one way to get funding for a study. If you're trying to save money in the long run for the government, some of them will then put money into a study. That's how you do it. You go, you know what, we need to study this so we can determine if we're going to save money later. All right, go ahead and spend a few million dollars looking at that. And then that's what ends up happening. So those of us that are alive now have a very good chance of living well until our 80s and 90s, and some of you young ones out there may very easily live into your hundreds. Okay? We talked about Alzheimer's, the pathophysiology of it, and it is one of the most debilitating forms of dementia that you could have. And it's not fun by any means. It's not fun on the family. Now, when you look at the economic impact of that, okay, it's not like a heart attack that could kill you quick. It's not like a stroke that could, well, a stroke could debilitate you for years. Cancer. Sometimes people get hit with cancer quick. Some of them can debilitate them for years. But Alzheimer's, very slow. And so any economic strategies that would look at, well, you know, if they're older and, you know, maybe if they don't live as long, that's not a strategy. Don't be trying to see if you could outrun a clock. No, that's not a successful strategy. You have to assume that your average Alzheimer's patients could very easily live 10, 15, 20 years. That's going to cost a lot of money. A lot of money to the state, a lot of money to the government. Now, many people say, well, look, you know, why do they have to go to a nursing home? Where are the families? Where are the families? I can't tell you how many patients I have where I go, where's your family? Oh, there's one in West Virginia, and there's one in Montana, and we're not close. In the olden days, families all lived together in the same village. You lived together on the same block. Most people have nothing to do with their family members now. They don't want to. They don't want to take care of an elderly person. You know, I see it in my family, too. They purposely pick fights so then they don't have to take care of mom or they don't have to take care of... I see it all the time. I'm like, really, people? It's frustrating. So, and now we're required to work. And in the olden days, you would have, you know, mom home. So while she's rearing the kids, she could take care of grandma or take care of grandpa. No, mom has to work. Many moms are single moms, which is another thing we're going to talk about later this hour, how many of them suffer from their own epidemic right now. We'll talk about that. So, you know, who is taking care of the elderly parent? Well, you have to work and deal with the kids. Then the parents go into facilities. And do we have enough staff? We don't have enough nurses now in our hospitals. Do we have enough staff for these facilities? No. So this is a problem. This is a huge problem. So, I'm not sure what they've made in terms of recent advancements. Slowing Alzheimer's down may be the initial strategy since we can't find a cure. And I'll take it. But we want a cure. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this is kind of alarming. They say here more than half of Americans are just $500 away from financial disaster, and households cannot handle an unexpected emergency bill. This is a study done by Bankrate.com. It shows 63% would be unable to handle a $500 car repair or a $1,000 emergency room bill.
That's truth from this end.
Yeah. Well, I agree, too. I mean, we have nothing in the bank. We never do.
Yeah, no, I'm still saving up. My car died in the beginning of October. I'm still saving, and I got about, I'm close to about $1,200 now in savings since October.
Yeah. I think what it is we're still behind every month. I mean, you see, we all had some sort of little, I guess, maybe a little safety net or plan back in 2006, 2007, and then all of a sudden we went through it. And we're like, you know what? Okay, I'll try to sneak $5 away. Can't do it. I still haven't done it. I keep saying this. I had more money in the bank when I waited tables than I do now.
Yeah, no, I when I was doing dishwashing, I got money or tipped out from the waitresses, and I swear, I couldn't have been making more than $9 an hour, and I was making more money then than I am now.
I know, and I know nobody believes me, but my husband will verify things were so bad last year still that I told him I go should I get a quick night shift waiting tables again. He's like, you're a doctor. I mean, people expect you to, just doctor. They're not going to understand why you're sitting there slinging drinks. And I'm like, but it's going to bring in income. We need more income. It's scary.
I've been trained in lighting design, sound, video, and I'm still working crappy dive bars.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what? No, but you're working with GCN, so that's nice. I know this working with my show is not your career highlight.
This is the show that I will be asking for my letter of recommendation from.
Absolutely, you definitely get it. All right, so they say it sparked fears is how people set aside for these unexpected expenses and how they can cut spending. Even though unemployment figures have steadily declined since 2010, there are still financial realities that put a strain on the population. They say the real median household income has slumped from 1999, when it reached a high of 57 grand, down to now 54 grand. And the cost of living, food, health care is rising. So you don't have people that could save money. 4 out of 10 respondents in surveys or their immediate family ran into an unexpected expense last year. Just 57% were not or weren't financially impacted. I get unexpected expenses every single week. It's usually, so we were over at a friend's for New Year's. And my son decides to bring his football. And I think, he's peacocking. My son can play football. He's got the body build. Guys like to use that as, we women like to hide behind sunglasses and our purse. So I think he wanted to hide behind his, he wanted to hide behind his football. So one of the little girls at the party runs and gets me and the owner of the house saying that the basketball court broke. And there was this, this kind of, basketball, one of those portable basketball things that go into the driveway. So I take a look and you see a big diamond break in the acrylic, that was broken. And so I figured it was my son. Of course, he didn't say anything, so I ripped him a new one. And I looked at the owner of, of the house and the owner of that, and I go, I'll send you a check. And, he was like, yeah, I'll take the check. And so I went inside and I took him and, my son, and I yelled at him for not telling us or whatever. But it was, I don't know how much it was, but that was a couple $100. Boom. Like that. I was not expecting to have to spend that kind of money that night. And all of a sudden, $200. That's ridiculous. And some of you guys are like, well, Daya, you can do a couple pap smears. Wait a second, really? No. Okay, do you guys see what I get paid for pap smears? Usually, none. So, the pap smear has to be included in the office visit. And that's if the insurance pays us. So, no, I can't just do a couple pap smears and pay for the basketball thing. So, it's very, very frustrating. And again, I know some people are like, okay, those are, Dahlia problems. Can she relate to us? Listen, I think we all can relate, especially for those of us that kind of grew up in poor means where, if I think back and I see what my parents did, when we had bad years, we lived with my grandma. And me and my brother and sister, we shared a mattress in her living room, and we had a house to be, or we had a shelter. We were fine. We made it. It stunk. I would have loved to have my own room. I would have loved to have access to a television. I would have loved to have that. But I, you know what? My parents provided for us. We were safe. We were fed. And I feel blessed. There's a lot of kids out there that don't have shelter or a grandma's living room they could live in, you know, when their parents, you know, hit financial ruin. You know, or lose their job. Or gamble, you know, whatever happened, you know, with us is unfortunately a very common story with a lot of people. And so, I don't want to keep blaming the recession, but I think a lot of us are in the same boat because of that. And so what did my family do? We downsized like crazy. And that is what we need to do. You know, I forget which financial expert was looking at the Chinese market crash going, this is really smelling a lot like 2008. And we have been predicting for years now that we are going to have another dip, if not bigger, depending on what happens. Right now, I think we have a lot of things on limbo because we have an election coming up. But depending on what happens with that election, it could really go to pot. And so my suggestion now is downsize like crazy. You know, it's really hard, the car situation. You know, you have to go to work. You know, I tell my husband all the time, I go, you know, let's just go to one car. I know my son wants to drive. I need to drive. Let's just go to one car. Unfortunately, when it comes to working, not the safest thing. You need to have a second mode of transportation. I'm like, you know, I tell my son, I go, look, learn the bus routes. Okay, we got bus, we got public transportation. Let's start, you know, being smart about what we're doing with money. And it's just what we need to do. Now, this was an interesting study. We have a bunch of 20-year-olds retiring in their 20s. This Bureau of Labor Statistics report showed changes over the past decade in why people stay out of the labor force, and they are finding a huge spike in 20-somethings that are not working anymore but quote-unquote retiring. 35% of the U.S. population was not in the labor force in 2014, which is up from 31.3% a decade earlier. They say you're considered out of the workforce if you don't have a job or aren't looking for one. That's supposed to be different from the official unemployment rate where you lose a job, but you're actively hunting. People, a third, more than a third of our country, not working and not intending to work. In some age groups, more people cited retirement as the reason for being out of the labor force, and they were shocked to see how many 20 to 24-year-olds chose retirement. The number of 20 to 24-year-olds who said they retired doubled from 2004 to 2014. More men between 25 and 54 said they have home responsibilities. Women of the same age range increasingly point to illness or school as the leading cause of them not working. The data also shows that men and women without a high school diploma are more than three times as likely to be out of the workforce than peers with a college degree. They said male veterans between 25 and 54, the number who reported a service-connected disability rose to 1.2 million from 726,000 back in 2003, and that does rise with the combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. They say fewer people willing or able to take a job might eventually cause a shortage of workers. That could then maybe increase wages, etc. But they're saying a lot of people are using government dollars. You have now welfare, food stamps. There's a lot of government programs, and people are finding that it's much easier to use those than to work. A third. Can you believe that? A third of this country not working. No wonder we can't pay for our programs. If they're not working, they're not paying taxes. Okay? We need people paying taxes. Officials are going to get more information when the Labor Department releases December's payroll report later this week. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg News expect employers added 200,000 last month compared with 211,000 jobs. Unemployment rate still at 5%. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, now I know I don't show enough appreciation for Tom, right, who works the dials. And I think what it is I've just been trained to, you know, keep men hanging. You know, you don't want to let these guys get too cocky that, you know, they run your world. and that, you know, you appreciate them so much and that they make your life, you know, I never tell my husband. You know, so you think, you know, I work with Tom every day. You think I'm going to let him, you know, get a whole big head? But I got to tell you something. When I hear somebody wrongs any man in my life, and no, we're not dating, we're coworkers, but any man in my life gets wronged, oh, hell no. And I found out that a while back Tom was being held at gunpoint. Oh, unleash the fury. Tom, what happened?
So I'd been having a few beers with some friends, and I was at my
mom's. Without me?
Yeah. This is before I knew you. Before I knew you. So patience. So I was hanging out with actually my friends from first grade. I've known these guys forever, and we're walking down the road to the gas station from my mom's house, maybe like 5 blocks away, and some shady guys start following us, and we're just like, yeah, whatever, we'll, you know, go to the store and we'll be in the light and they'll, you know, pass on or whatever. Well, they sat at a bus stop and waited for us to pass back. We went a back way to try and avoid them, and well, they ended up coming up behind us, and one guy came out from behind a dumpster, pulled out a gun, and told us to empty our wallets. And of course, we did, because you don't question that. You just do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I walked away. My friend went running down. Actually, the local gang street was fairly close, and I caught him before he went running down the, you know, into gang territory. And I was like, oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, to give fair warning, I am from a very small town in Michigan, and it's not exactly the nicest place. So we ended up getting out of there, just our wallet stolen, and everybody called their credit card company or whatever, and I didn't have a credit card. I just had my ID and, like, $5 and my potato chips and hat stolen and whatever. But they got my ID and used it to rent several apartments in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and using that they stayed at each place for about a month, trashed the place, destroyed my credit. And I didn't learn about it till I moved here to Minnesota. And I got robbed in 2007, so I didn't know about this till 2011.
It could take a while,
yeah.
Right?
Well, and you know, I couldn't afford a place in Michigan. Like there's no money there to like rent, let alone, you know, have a house or
right,
something.
So you knew that wasn't you, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, and on top of Ypsilanti was the other side of the state, and a whole nother reason why I don't go there. It's a story for another day. So anyway, my credit got destroyed, and I went in to the check systems. Check systems is the international checking credit system that everybody uses, except for Wells Fargo, because they're a special kind of demon that lurks in the banking system. And so I've gone through check systems, I froze my account information, I sent in all my info, and they asked for, this is where the other story kind of comes in that you can share some other time, but once again, because of happenings in eastern Michigan, the police department realized I had a warrant out for my arrest. And
no.
You
definitely got to tell us that story too.
I got caught at age 17 at Ozfest with a dime bag of marijuana and had 2 years of probation thrown at me, and I couldn't make it for one of my appointments, and it's just been a downward spiral with the Michigan legal system.
You know what? There are probably so many women out there listening right now going, he's a bad boy.
Oh, I'm naughty.
Sign me up.
it was actually, it's one of those things. I tried to talk to my PO and get everything sorted out, and it never worked out. I mean, I'm 3 hours away. I have to be at court at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning when my mother has to be at a meeting.
Not convenient.
It's not even not convenient. It's completely implausible. I have to get up at, 2 a.m. to get to this court appointment, and I have to have somebody else drive me because I obviously didn't have a driver's license or the means to pay for a car, let alone an apartment.
I would have blown it too.
Yep.
I would have. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I tried to follow the system. I want to stress, I really wanted to work with them. I wanted to get out of that.
See,
but
he's
anyway,
still a good boy.
I try to be. Anyway, yeah. So I can't go to Ypsilanti, Michigan. Well, in order to get my credit score or credit thing swipe or whatever, you know, taken care of or voided, I had to get a police report from the police department that I had to make a complaint to about it, which I thought was very strange, because if there's a computer system and there's a police report made by me, like, if a credit...
There
should be ways to connect these dots without me having to drive to Ypsilanti, Michigan to pick up a police report because they would not fax it. I think that they saw a warrant and were like, oh, you've got a warrant? We really need money. You know, you should come down here and get this yourself. So I've been looking into trying to find a lawyer to get this forever, and the last time I talked to the police department, they had no record of this police record, so I have no idea what to do now. But my most
is somebody still trying to be you?
No, as far as I know, like, I can't even be me. Nobody can. The name Tom Sherman has been buried for any political credit use. Like, I could never use it. I've been living my life I've never had credit. I've never been able to take out a loan. I can't even get a student loan. Like, I am completely barred from banking. I can only bank at Wells Fargo because they don't use check systems. And to have an account with them, I have to have at least $1,000 in my savings account so that they won't take $200 a month for not using my checking.
Oh, exactly. Those fees are ridiculous. I once had money in a bank, and it was all gone a few months into it. I'm like, where did the money go? I never spent it. They were like, well, it was the fees. If you have the account, I was like, wait.
That's why I get very angry at Wells Fargo employees, because I know they're just doing their job. But just because I walk in there every other Friday and I see you does not mean that you get to ask me the same question. Well, have you thought about banking with us today? I've told you the story every single every other Friday for a year, and you're still asking. Well, it's kind of part of my, I don't care. And that guy at the entrance of the bank, why are you saying hello? Is somebody actually paying you to stand there to say hello to me?
You know what's paying for it? My bank fees.
Yep, my $7 it takes to cash my check for not having an account with them, which they think is ridiculous that I want to pay that fee. I could just avoid that fee by having an account with them and just pay them the $200 a month for not having the thousand. Anyway.
But if you don't have that money balance, it stinks. So, thank you for sharing. I know, go ahead, I'll let you finish, but it just blows my mind that here you were, it was a pretty violent attack that you had, and then you still are suffering years later.
And it's not even like mental anguish, I'm upset about it. I almost completely forget about that part of it. It's that I can't even have Netflix because I don't have, I've tried to have a prepaid thing and they started feeing me. It's like, well, if you don't have $500 or use your card 10 times a month, I just want Netflix, man. Like, just let me pay my internet online and Netflix.
Right.
Two bills on a card, on the internet. That's it.
Well, we got to do something. So we got to pass some sort
of... If anybody knows, contact Dahlia. Call in, and she'll give you my email or something. And I would love help figuring out this credit thing, because anyway, let me finish my check system story, because we got like a minute.
Go ahead.
So real quick, I went on check systems. I finally got the cojones together to go back in and try and battle this without getting frustrated. And I asked check systems for my credit score. And I just during the last segment got a call from a credit card agency saying that they realized the check system had sent me my credit score, and that that they were interested in giving me a high interest credit, some stupid credit card. And I was flabbergasted, because I asked for that like 4 or 5 weeks ago. I still haven't gotten it, and I'm getting phone calls because I've asked for my credit history. I just want the credit history.
I know, man. You hang in there. Oh, that's okay. So we got to help out Tom. Okay. Anything you guys could suggest? Email us at drdahlia.com. All right, we'll be right back. Get to you more medical headlines. 1-877-DocDahlia.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, D A L-I. Big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen and Tom, who was working the dials. So a lot of you guys are drinking your smoothies, and I've been proud of you. I mean, rather than eating a bunch of junk food, you are sitting there blending vegetables and fruit and adding some non-fat milk. I have been ecstatic that you guys are doing it. However, we are now being told that smoothies can do more harm than good, and not just because of the sugar. All right, they say if you consume a 360cc bottle, all right, so 360, again, this is coming out of Europe, so now we got to do the calculation. So 5 cc's per teaspoon, and then how many, you know what, forget it. Okay, but if you drink, let's say, a glass, let's just do that, okay? It could cause your antioxidants, the chemicals that are supposed to protect you from cell damage, to plummet for up to one day. And it's because we continually produce them, so if you ingest a huge dose in one shot, our bodies stop their production so we don't overdo. Combine that with the high sugar content of smoothies, which sends blood sugar soaring and contributes to weight gain, etc., whatever. They say ignore the marketing hype of smoothies and not waste your money on fancy juices and smoothies. Okay, let me say this. I don't know much about these companies that sell smoothies. I mean, they're delicious. And my guess is to make them delicious, there's going to be added sugar and yogurt and things like that. But let me just say, for those of you that mix up and blend your own drinks at home, if you guys are watching the vegetables go in there and all that, if you're putting in a serving or two, I would say as long as that's what you would get in per meal, I think that's fine. I do have to, though, agree with the idea of trying to get all your vegetables or all your nutrition in one shot, because your body can only absorb so much. And so I get that. I get why they say you doing some of these smoothies could decrease your body's own natural production of them. You know, I get that. But that doesn't mean to not drink orange juice or eat an orange or eat an apple or eat a banana. All right, so going back a little bit to the science, okay? Antioxidants are supposed to protect your body from free radicals. Free radicals are these byproducts from normal chemical reactions that take place in the body. So like when you burn sugar or energy or you digest food, that's good. You got that process. But there's a byproduct that basically gets released, and those are called free radicals. These free radicals, they don't really belong anywhere. So they could cause damage to your DNA and to your cells. It could contribute to blood vessel disease, cancer, they think, and possibly shorten our lifespan, according to some studies. So you take in antioxidants to help mop up these free radicals. So many of your smoothie companies, manufacturers claim that if you drink the smoothies, you're going to increase your antioxidant levels. But the program discovered that the smoothies that are rich in antioxidants could actually lower them. Now, remember when there was a study saying those of you guys, this was like, I think, a year ago, those of you taking in antioxidants were making it worse and could possibly cause cancer. And we were like, what the hell is this? So now you taking in vitamins could cause cancer? This might be the same theory that keeps popping up in different studies. Where maybe what's happening is if you are overdoing it, you're hurting your own body's natural defense. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. So basically what they did is they took blood samples from volunteers before they drank the drink, and then they analyzed their blood for 24 hours. And as expected, soon after the drinking the smoothie, the antioxidant levels in the body rose. But between 4 and 5 hours, it plummeted, only to return to normal after the 24-hour experiment was normal. Dr. Brand explained that we continually produce our own antioxidants, and when we take a big dose, our bodies slow it down. So the body wants to keep levels constant, called homeostasis, which we've talked about, and so it's a defense mechanism. All right, so they say, let me see here, juicing also removes fiber and some of the nutrients that could be found in an actual fruit or vegetable. The natural fruit sugars in smoothies could also add extra calories. So maybe they recommend that you eat full vegetables. There was a study that said most people feel full after eating a couple oranges, but when you use a smoothie that contains the sugar of up to 6 oranges, it's less filling than actually eating the fruit. So, I don't know, it's a thought, you know? Okay, if you're gonna have a smoothie as opposed to a diet soda, I mean, eat the smoothie. I will back you up over and over and over again on that one. But if you're not eating a regular salad, or because you would prefer for funsies to just go to a smoothie restaurant and buy a smoothie, no, it's probably not helping. This is a very interesting study. They say obese people, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Obese people who lose weight are still at higher risk for death, even if they lost weight. The risk of chronic illnesses like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, all right, it'll go down if you lose weight, but you still have a 27% greater risk of early death. Now, that doesn't mean don't go on a diet. It just means try not to become fat in the first place, which it just snuck up on me. I mean, I was skinny. I was doing everything right. We changed some hormones around, and then all of a sudden, wow. And it's frustrating, you know, because I used to be really, really tight. What are you going to do? So they say, researchers identified a higher prevalence of cardiovascular disease and diabetes among formerly obese people who had lost weight. They said the effect of obesity on mortality has previously been underestimated because the BMI, you know, as a measure, doesn't look at your weight change over time. It just looks at what your weight is now. And so the research was conducted by scientists from Boston University and University of Pennsylvania, concluded that prior studies focusing on the link between obesity and mortality are flawed. In the past, researchers relied on one-time measures of BMI, and Boston and Pennsylvania think that we need to look at weight over time. And, you know, it's true. You know, like when you smoke, when you have high blood pressure, when you have diabetes, there's certain damage that gets done for every week, for every month that happens. Now, I think a lot of the damage is reversible. As we've seen with people getting weight loss surgery, their diabetes reverses. However, there may be some damage that stays. You know, when you quit smoking, I believe the statistic is after 5 years of quitting smoking, your stroke risk is equal to a non-smoker. And after 15 years of quitting smoking, your heart disease risk is equal to that of someone who never smoked. So we can reverse damage, but there may still be some baseline damage there. And so our goals when it comes to our kids is to try to, not allow them to, get heavy to begin with. Fitbit users are now suing Fitbit, all right, because they claim the Charge, HR, and Surge models significantly underestimated their heart rates during workouts. The lawsuit claims the company falsely advertised the wristband monitors, and they are now seeking compensatory and punitive damages. The fail did not keep Fitbit, they said, from heavily promoting the heart rate monitoring feature, according to the lawsuit. Fitbit, they said, quote, defrauded the public and cheated its customers. Fitbit says the complaint is no merit and would defend itself. But the suit was filed in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco. It opens a new legal battle for Fitbit. The company is already in the midst of several suits against rival wearable device maker Jawbone. I don't know any of these. Anyway, Fitbit issued a recall when people said they were getting rashes. They cost about $150 to $250. They say Barack Obama wears a Surge. I guess somebody claimed that her heart rate was up to 160, but the Fitbit said her heart rate was only 82. Yeah, you see, I'm still not 100%, blown away by a lot of these things. I still need to get my butt down to CES so I could see, what they're doing. There's a lot of smart gadgets out there. I'm expensive. You know, you need to convince me why I should spend the extra money. I mean, is it going to tell me how to lose weight? Is it going to make me lose weight just by wearing it? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down. Little white church.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick,
Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.